Knowing and trusting millennials, learning how millennials learn, communicate, and expect immediate feedback. And let me just give you a small antidote for that. So I always find it frustrating that right when I'm in the most important part of my day, which is right when I get to the office and I'm about to start working, all those young lawyers start walking in and sitting by my chair. And I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, well, we need to talk to you about this. We need to. And it's constant, and it's constant, and it's constant. And not until I figured this out that they don't think like we do, okay, at all. In other words, I would never think to go sit in my boss's office and sit there until I get talked to. That just doesn't happen. Well, they do. Why? Because, in part, they expect immediate feedback all the time. You told me to do this. Now I did it. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. So, on the first point, I think Donald was going to start us off on this. On point number 10, Donald, give us some thoughts about what your thoughts are.
Sure. So, some quick statistics real quick that I was able to pull up, kind of like following it with what Frank said, 43% of attorneys now are 43% of the attorney workforce out there are now millennials, which includes us. So what is a millennial? What is it defined as? If you were born between 1980 and 2000, those are millennials, which if you think about it, means that those born between the freshmen in college right now aren't millennials. I think they're called Generation Z. So pretty soon, this whole talk we're going to have about Generation Z once they graduate from college here pretty soon. So with regards to knowing and trusting millennials, our generation is full of these stereotypes, negative stereotypes a lot. And one of these, as we know of stereotypes, there's a little bit of kernel of truth in some of them. I mean, they're still stereotyped for a reason. And so the number one stereotype for millennials is that we're entitled, right? That this generation is entitled. Well, there's some kernel of truth to that, in that we grew up with everybody telling us we can do whatever we want to do. We can be whoever we want to be. We can be the president. We can do this. We can go to law school. We can. So we've had cheerleaders in our lives. Right? Cheerleaders that have told us that you can do this if you put your mind to it. And so when we enter the workforce, you know, there's this hierarchy in most law firms. This is how it's been, and this is how we do things, where all of a sudden, for many of us, for our first times in our lives, we have somebody who's supposed to be looking up to, and they're our boss, but they're not our cheerleaders anymore, right? They're not telling us you can do it. Yeah, you can go win this trial. You can do this or do that. No, they've got the mentality the way that they were trained, and so for the first time we have like an antagonist in our lives. And so, so now my point is we need to start thinking of the way that we approach millennial employees and attorneys and realize that. There's just generational differences, right? So, you know, the other thing that I kind of wanted to point out too is that there's a kernel of truth to that, and being entitled also. And when we expect that people are going to do things for us, so because our parents gave us everything that they couldn't get, you know, they gave their children everything that they couldn't have. So a lot of it we kind of expect to be given certain things. And I think our generation maybe sometimes forgets to say thank you. You know, so if your partner, your boss lets you go and take a deposition, you know, for one of your first depositions ever, and we just go ahead and do it, I think we as a generation may forget to say, thank you for allowing me to and giving me that responsibility to do it, and which is what is expected. Maybe our boss expects that, and since we don't do that, then you think, well, see, they're entitled. They feel like that's what they're supposed to do. So those are kind of my thoughts on that one.
Anyone else have thoughts on that specific topic?
Sure, I do. As far as trusting millennials, one of the things, I looked this up last night on the plane, as it goes to trusting, y'all trust millennials every day, and I'm saying y'all as if I see quite a few millennials out there, but for the folks who are employing millennials or working with millennials who don't necessarily qualify, I feel like I'm an elder millennial, and I don't like the 1980 to 2000. I'm an 84. I hate that I'm just like 1 or 2 years in, but I think it's the negative stereotypes. Instagram, Lyft, Snapchat, WordPress, Tinder, Facebook are just a few of the companies that were founded, started by millennials. Y'all probably have used those companies today. If you haven't, you're probably going to sometime today, and you trust those. So one of the things about trusting feedback from millennials, I had probably some of the best advice I was ever given was given by a mentor of mine, and he had said, look, the difference between an excellent lawyer and a good lawyer is that excellent lawyers rely on relationships and relationships with opposing counsel. Frank and I have cases against each other, relationships with the judge, with the judge's staff, with your own staff, with staff from other attorneys' offices, et cetera. I think that I've taken that to heart. I don't know if I'm an excellent lawyer yet, but I've taken that to heart, but it certainly applies to your own millennial lawyers or paralegals in your own office. So that's just my thought on the topic.
Okay.
And I would just share, Frank, to your point earlier about being bombarded by, with a request for instant feedback, I would just share something Reed Smith just implemented that I think we're all on both sides of the aisle trying to get used to, which is a feedback app.